Friday, September 3rd, 2021. We're here to hear parcel number 710-08958-001P. I'm going to let the board introduce themselves and everybody else in the room. And then after that, Margaret will swear everyone in. And then we'll let the assessor go. And then Connor, is it?
Yes.
Then you will go after the assessor. And then y'all can review it after that if you need to. My name is Glenda Mudgett, Equalization Board.
Lou Ann Deer, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Therese Martin, Pass. Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Dale Walms, Louis Task.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Okay, Margaret, do you want
to... Yeah, let me get this last name. Okay. If you'll raise your right hand, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to let the assessor side go. And Dale, can you get where you're on camera maybe so he can see you?
You can sit with Margaret, between Margaret and
Jeff. Yeah, have to be up there. You can't see us.
Oh, okay. Can't see us either.
I can turn it while he talks.
Okay.
Just so y'all know before we start, this is MATCO on day four. Nothing says that. So there's no indication for y'all to know unless you just know your area is good, which y'all do. But I was just telling you that this that it is MATCO. Common Development Corp owns the land. So this is a P number with just the building of MATCO sitting on it.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. As stated, we are on parcel 710-08958-001P, which is on 545 Dave Ward. It's MAPCO that was built here back in 2013. They're contesting the value on it, of course. Who is there a Seth Reagan that works with you?
Yeah, so it's Seth is no longer with us, unfortunately, and so this is I kind of got volunteered to take this one over, but yes, he was working this prior.
Okay, because that was the only name I had, and I have called you guy that number about six times and never got anywhere, so
yeah, I apologize for that. Yeah, he is no longer here, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. This is 4,812 square foot building, and you know, of course, we put on by cost less depreciation plus land, and our cost systems are different. And I went back and you know looked at the information that Seth sent. And we have a big difference in the lump sums on this thing. They've got on here, they've added $200,000 for the lump sums. We've got $600,000, and that's after I already took out the concrete and the canopies. They don't have any of the tanks. They don't have any of the dispensers. They have nothing, just a flat number of $200,000. And I believe that's where our biggest difference is coming in. And I wish I could have talked to him, but I didn't get the chance to. I've got some sales here that I've pulled out. There is a fellow around town here named Donnie Miller. I don't know if anybody is familiar with him. He has gone around and bought up several C stores, older ones. He bought one at Donaghy for $925,000, which is $298 a square foot. There's one on Highway 365. He paid $825,000, which is $207 a foot. There's one on 40 and Highway 65. I don't know if he bought that one, or I think somebody else bought that. You know, it's in a wonderful location, sitting there at 40 and 65. It sold for $1,050,000. Has a small building out back, and it sold for $598 a foot. And there's another one on Oak Street that sold. It was, it's 1,976 square feet. It sold for $297 a foot. And you got to remember, all these I just mentioned are old. You know, one the one on Oak is 1990. Several of them I can't. Okay, the one on 40 and 65 is built somewhere in the 70s.
You're talking about on the north side of it, or west?
As you're on the interstate, it would be on your left side.
Is it a small one?
Yes. It has a metal building out behind it.
Okay.
I mean, it is very, it's a 700 or 1,728 square feet. And every one of these that I'm talking about are really, really old. The one on 365 was built in 99. You know, keep in mind, this one was built in 2013. And there's a whole bunch of lump sum stuff that they don't have. They are, I got it written somewhere here. Well, I thought I wrote it down. I don't know if I wrote that. Where did I put it? They are higher per square foot just due to the fact of all the other things. I mean, this is built almost like a truck stop. Mm-hmm. There's two large canopies, and you know, they've got extra tanks and dispensers and all kind of stuff. They are at $393 a foot. That's all I really have. You're up, Connor.
Alrighty. So, yeah, so basically what we do is, I'm not sure if y'all have my, I sent over a packet. I think they sent it back to me. It looks like it scanned in a little bit funny, but we basically, so we start with a cost approach, and I am using the Marshall and Swift calculator method. I did not use a segregated cost, and this is a newer gas station, like was stated. So I did use a Class C good gas station, and it is larger, like you said. MAPCO is kind of trying out this Mark style kind of gas station right now. So I used $117 a square foot as a base cost for that. And then I used Marshall and Swift appreciation. I then added in a steel canopy for the value of $42.25 a square foot, as well as concrete for $6 a square foot. So, Nick, I don't know if y'all can see this sheet right here, but this is the Marshall and Swift page here. And so that's where I got my number from. It's typically a better chain store. This does include, like, partitions, stuff like that. But I did so I'm currently in Texas right now, so in Texas, we, you know, there's a fine line of personal property and yada yada, but So I did include a $200,000 lump sum cost. You know, we typically see the storage tanks in the ground go for about, anywhere from 50 to 80, roughly. So I felt like $200,000 was somewhat fair, but I would be, you know, willing to look at that number if that's something that, you know, we had a little bit of difference on. And then, so I explained to Marshall and Swift, that's where I got my $117 square foot base cost. And then, so I also did an income approach on this property. So for all of our income data, we use CoStar, which is a very well-known real estate data company. So I used $22 a square foot in rent, which is a little bit higher than we typically see in gas stations, but it is a nicer gas station, so I felt like that was justified. And then I used a 5% vacancy loss, 5% triple net expenses, which is pretty standard for these. And I used a CoStar was indicating about an 8.5 cap. I don't think that that's fair at all. I used a 7.3 cap. I came to a value of about $1.3 million. And that's kind of, I think, where we're seeing our main difference. But if y'all have these sheets, you can see this is the CoStar analytics for this property. Obviously, they don't have the updated photo on there, but we're seeing you can see on there the vacancy rates, and those typically hover around 5%. The market rent per square foot right now, CoStar has this projected at $15 a square foot, which is a little bit higher than we're seeing in Faulkner County. I'm using 22. So I felt like that 22 was pretty fair. But then we look at, you know, market sale price. And the way they do this is they exclude. So typically what we see, and I'm not sure about the sales that were presented or not. I don't know much about those at all. But typically what we see is these gas stations sell with leases in place. And so that kind of inflates the value a little bit of, compared to property versus like an actual business value that you're getting out of these stores. So CoStar is indicating at $135 a square foot. I think I'm asking for around $270-ish a square foot. And then at that last page, you can see that, you know, the cap rates are projected a little bit high. I didn't feel like that was fair. So I adjusted that a little bit, and that's just kind of what we're seeing. And then this was an improvement only, so the land value is not included. It was just a little bit higher than, you know, what we typically see for properties like this. And so that's kind of where I'm coming from with my value. And I'll be happy to answer any questions if y'all have any.
Hey, Dale, can you ask him what kind of lease arrangement does he have with Conway Development, and how much is it?
Did you hear that?
She wants. So I believe she was asking for the lease amount.
Right.
So there is no lease in place. This is owner occupied. Matco owns this building. I can't.
Who owns the land?
Conway Development Corp.
The land. I'm not sure. I don't have that information with me.
I mean, is there a lease on the lot, on the land?
There has to be an arrangement.
There has to be. I'm sure that there is. I don't have the lease. I'm sure that Matco has it somewhere, but
we need to find out how much they're paying.
Yeah, I think that's part of the question on this. You know, we need to find out if it's being leased, what it's being leased for, so forth and so on. And I guess got a question for you, a couple questions real quick. You mentioned business value.
Correct.
Okay, what business value does a convenience store have?
Well, I mean, the business value of, you know, what does anything have? You know, obviously, I'm talking about the income approach as a pro forma, you know, kind of perspective. So, you know, what would happen is, you know, someone buys this gas station. If there's a lease in place, which is typically what we see with sales in the marketplace. So it kind of works like a bond, I guess you could compare it to. So you're essentially buying a monthly or a yearly, oftentimes, revenue that this this gas station is going to pay you to be there. And so, you know, Matco is a creditworthy tenant, so obviously that price is going to be high if this were to sell on the marketplace. So that's what I'm talking about with business values. And oftentimes, you know, it's hard to quantify that with sales in the marketplace, but it's definitely a real thing.
Okay, let me ask you this one. Back to CoStar. Have you ever found CoStar to be wrong?
Have I ever found CoStar to be wrong? I mean, they're typically pretty good about, you know, justifying their information, and they make, you know, tons of calls. And I don't have any affiliation with CoStar, but have I ever found them to be wrong? I have found some stuff on there that, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with in the marketplace, but, you know, I don't really dispute the data that they have, because, I mean, they do a very, very good job, and, you know, very, very high-up real estate people trust CoStar to the T. So, you know, I'm sure that they have been wrong before. I can't say 100% that they've never been wrong, but it's very, very highly regarded. So,
well, let me put it another way. Maybe I stated it wrong. Have you ever seen where the analyst will estimate market rent, and one will be $14 to $16 a foot, and then the other one will be $12 to $14 or $12 to $13? I mean, they're all over the board. There's no consistency when they're talking about market rent.
So typically what they do and what we see is they do take age into a factor of that. So, like, you can see on, here we go. There we go. This page right here, and I know this is, you can't see this. But so the orange line right here is what they have this property projected at, which is significantly higher than what they have the average in Faulkner County at. So what they do is they, you know, they're trying to take the leases that they do have and project what they think this property would lease for. And that is, I mean, a ton of analytics go into this. They have several hundreds, thousands of gas stations, I'm sure, you know, in Arkansas, throughout the Midwest. And I mean, basically what they do is just compile as much data as they can. So I can't, you know, I'm not guaranteeing you, I'm not telling you that this $15 or whatever they have projected is the Bible. I'm not attesting to that. I'm just saying that, like, they have compiled much more information than, you know, most people would have. And so I do think that carries some weight.
So you're suggesting a value of $271 a foot, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, like I say, we've got several sales that are, you know, higher than that, and these things are much older. I mean, the one on Donaghy is 2008, $298 a foot, and that was built in 87.
Did that come with the land or not?
Oh, it does. But have you ever tried to get in and out of that store?
Yeah, but I mean, if it's...
Yeah, I mean, the land, you know, the land cost is in that, you know. But I'm like the one on Highway 360.
Do we know if any of those sales, I don't know, but do we know if any of those sales sold with a lease in place, or were they as of vacant?
As far as I know, they're straight up sales. There's no lease in place.
What, the one on Highway 365, what's that at?
It sold for $825,000.
So how much was square foot?
207. Built in 99. And also, you got to understand, you pull up to these places, they got two dispensers. Okay, these guys here have got...
Well, that's what I was looking at, because I don't see anywhere on Connor's paperwork of a lot of this storage tanks,
all
of this equipment that's being used that I know, I would think, would definitely come up above 200,000.
But
I think they're allowing.
Isn't the whole backside of that for 18-wheelers?
Pretty much.
Diesel. So it's not only fuel in the front for public, but fuel in the back and the side for trucks.
They've got approximately 13 dispensers out there. And one, which I always call a slave, is just fills up the other side of the diesel truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you got to take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at all these other ones that, you know, they might have two dispensers and one or two tanks. This thing's got a 6,000, this is what we were told anyway, a 6, a 15, and a 20,000 gallon.
Anybody else got any comment?
Just on our on county's lump sums,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing some $5,000 tanks. Is it? Is there also some $5,000 tanks at the top of the list, or is that something?
5,000 gallon. Yep. I missed those. I'm sorry.
Are those left over from
There's
before?
Three of those, all right, yeah.
I didn't know if those were left over from before or if that's what they have now.
I do not know personally.
Okay.
There's three. No, there's five.
One,
six,
two, three.
Six, ten.
Four, five, six, according to this.
Mm-hmm. Six, ten.
Connor, do you know how many tanks there are there?
How many underground fuel tanks?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do not.
Okay.
Typically, I would guess by looking at it, there's probably two or three. But, you know, I'm not in our... In our department, we kind of separate things out, real estate versus personal property. If I had to take a guess, it would probably be two or three. I don't know for sure, though.
We're showing six.
Yeah.
You know, you've got 13 dispensers that are double-sided. I hope there's more than three out there.
I mean, typically, yeah, I see where you're saying, but typically with a like a Exxon gas station or, you know, something along that line, we typically see about two. And so, you know, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know how many there are, but that 2, 3, 4 would be my guess. But then again, I couldn't tell you 100%.
Have you ever seen a lease for like a come and go?
A lease? I couldn't hear the last part.
Or come and go stations they're building. A lot of come and go.
The leases, no. I haven't seen an actual lease for those, but I do know that CoStar had some of those listed. Those are definitely taken into account for this estimate.
I was wondering if CoStar had any, because you know, those things sell for an outrageous amount of money.
Right,
and a lot of them are leasebacks.
No, I don't have that information, but they do. You're right; they do sell for an outrageous amount of money. But you know, once again, I'm alluding to the fact that there's a lease in place whenever they sell. I don't have come and goes information. I'm representing MAPCO. MAPCO is owner occupied, so I don't have a lease for this. And I understand that, you know, the waters get gray or whatever. But I'm presenting you the information that I have at this point. I wish that I could give you a definite answer.
So if CoStar doesn't have any of the leases where you could actually see them, apparently they're not putting them in your pro forma or their little graph or whatever, right?
I mean, I don't work for CoStar. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean,
I do know that it's very, very highly regarded. A bunch of people use this information, and if they're projecting $15 a square foot in rent, I'm using $22, which is $7 higher than they're projecting, and I'm still not coming anywhere close to the $1.9 million. I would be willing to, you know, make adjustments upwards if needed, but this does not include land value, and frankly, it's much higher than what we're used to seeing, and that's kind of the reason that I'm here.
Well, we got retail that's rented for $15 a foot. So, I mean, if CoStar is saying it's $15 a foot rent, we got retail, which is renting $15 a foot. And you know, you're talking about 22. We've got restaurants that tax reps are estimating the restaurant at $25 a foot. You know, nobody can give me the actual rent or anything like that. Everybody just estimates off CoStar.
Right. No, I understand. But once again, if I had the lease, I would be more than happy to give it to you. But I don't. I do not have a MAPCO lease. MAPCO does not. They don't rent this building. And so
I understand.
They own this building. So the only thing that I can do is take the information that I have and project out. I felt like it was a little bit low. I made adjustments upwards to 22. I didn't use the 8.5 cap that they're seeing on sales in the area. I used the 7.3 cap that they're using, or that I'm using. They're projecting at sales anywhere from $130 to $140 a square foot. I'm asking for, $270 a square foot. You know, so I you're right. I wish that I could tell you 100% that this was 100%. I knew where they were getting this information. I don't know where they're getting this information. You know, I know that they make thousands of phone calls. They have whole departments on their team just calling these places whenever they get this information, trying to, you know, uncover the sales, what it sold for. You know, so whether this information is privy to the public or not, all I can do is, you know, basically forecast what they have, and I'm using, I felt like was a much higher and more fair than what CoStar was even projecting. So,
can I ask a question?
Have you
ever visited this place?
Yes, I actually have. I was just in Little Rock on Wednesday. These are nice gas stations. I mean, I'm talking about
the one right here in Conway. Have you toured the Conway MAPCO?
I have not been to this particular MAPCO. No.
Okay.
But I have been to several MAPCOs in Arkansas, and these are all built very similar. So
your final value on this is $1.3 million. Is that where you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Race, we're looking at tanks. You know, that one whole side over there is all diesel. So I'm sure, and I'm no expert, but doesn't gas have to be kept separate? Diesel has to be kept separate from regular gas, super unleaded and all the other things. So every type of gas is going to have its own tank to be separated. And plus the ones on the other side of the parking lot are going to probably be separate tanks all to themselves that are holding diesel separate. There's also diesel underneath the covered part because we get diesel there all the time under the main part. So there probably is six tanks there.
Well,
four different types of gas underneath the covered part plus all the diesel that's on the other side.
You go to a come and go and they'll have four to five different tanks in there.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, some people say, well, I got a 20,000 gallon tank and it's compartmentalized.
Right.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. When you figure you're going to be pumping a lot of gas, you put 20,000 gallons of something in the ground. I mean, you don't worry about, you know, compartmentalizing and all that. But it's,
I would think with this being one of the main ones right off the interstate, four big trucks, it would have large access to large gallons of everything.
Well, you've got 6,000, 15,000, 20,000, and then another looks like 5,000. So,
Hey, Connor, do you have any contact information for someone at MAPCO that would have some lease information?
Yes, if y'all want to, I can.
Because I even looked up their business personal, and the contact information for the business personal rendition is also K.E. Andrews. So we don't have anything from MAPCO itself.
I mean, yes. One thing that I will say about this, so I'm not using a segregated cost method. You know, this Marshall and Swift, the $117 a square foot that I'm using, you know, it covers, I can pull up everything, but it covers, you know, mansards, it covers, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, yes, I'm adding in a lump sum value, but, I mean, typically this $117 a square foot I'm using in the calculator method, once again, this isn't a segregated cost method, so I'm not itemizing every single thing. It's just kind of a lump sum number. We typically see, you know, cover mostly everything.
We use Marshall Swift also.
Right, but I mean, from the look of what I received, it looks like y'all are using, so Marshall Swift has a calculator method and the segregated cost method, and so it looks like I'm using the calculator method and you're using the segregated cost method, but I could be wrong on that.
Do you have the contact information for her? Can you get that to her?
I can try. I would have to. I'm not the client contact for MAPCO, so I'd have to go talk to our personal property guy. But I'm sure I could.
You can email it to her or whatever, to the assessor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need it right now. We just need to get in touch with them about the lease stuff.
All right.
Well, if there's nothing else, we'll.
I make a motion to take this under advisement and get back with Connor at a later date.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you.
All right, thank y'all.
I'm sitting there. Well, Connor's kind of handicapped, so
he got
this passed off to him, so he's not the original.
Yeah.
But he valued it as a convenience store. County has it valued as a mini mart convenience store, and I was educate me and what's the difference. And I have not been to the. I don't know if I've been to this thing since they rebuilt it.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah. You haven't been in there?
Not since. I don't guess I've been in the last few years.
Wow. Well, it's always been nice, though, hasn't it?
Well, I think so. It was getting old.
Well, yeah, it's getting old because it's been there a long, long time.
And I forgot that they redone it, so, you know.
Yeah.
Until this last year, I didn't get to that side of town very much.
Well, I had that
I got my normal route. I don't make it to Greenbrier either.
I think the difference is just in the wording. I don't have a Marshall Swift with me.
Yeah. It's just
but if you get in a Marshall Swift, it has three categories of these things.
Okay.
Actually, four.
Okay.
It has like a C-store, and it has like a C-store that has food.
Okay.
And then it has a C-store with like a McDonald's next to it.
Yeah.
And then you got what they call the things like all that. What they got in front of Walmart, those little kiosk type things.
Yeah.
And that's your four different.
Okay.
Let me just warn the EQ boards that once the opposing party leaves, we probably should not be having discussions with the assessor or.
We should be just talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
But
sorry.
The problem is that once one party leaves, this is considered ex parte communication.
Okay.
And so we can probably. Should keep those conversations.
All right, thank you, sir.
Out.
So explaining something like the Marshall Swift man.
After he's gone. Right,
we can't talk to you.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
But we can talk.
We can talk.
I'm fixing to say.
Well, Jeff, I was looking.
Well, he was classing it, and his lump sums is where in his cost is where the big difference is. You know, he had really next to no lump sums, and you got all this. That was miscellaneous lump sums. He didn't have next to nine, but he missed some valuable equipment that goes along with selling the fuel there. So I think that's where our difference is how the county's classifying the building versus how Kay Andrews is classifying the building, because we've got a starting point there. Then when we get over into lump sums, we're missing, we've got the difference there. So I didn't know if we.
Well, I was looking at the calculation of the final over here.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty close. That's just my take.
On page three?
Three or four.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at.
That's what it's 1,645,000.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm kind of going with that from everything that I'm seeing. So.
Yeah, I had run some calculations on all of it, and I was coming up just shy of 1,700,000,
okay.
Which is not. No, it's. I think it's at least that. So the county hadn't missed it too bad at 1 million. I mean, 1,892,000 is what they've got it at. But I calculated pretty close to about 1,000,007. But
yeah, rounding on.
But 1,892,000 is perfect, and I have a question for what that station is. I've been in it, been completely remodeled, and it's a nice station.
Oh yeah.
The one three that he's asking for, I think, is way out of line.
Yeah.
Then I can, before I can't say it, I can throw up a motion with no more information than what we have is just to not change anything.
Agree with that.
That's y'all making a motion?
I'm making a motion.
If that's a motion, I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Yes.
So no change with the evaluation task.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, keep it straight.
No problem.
All right, if there's nothing else, then we'll make a...
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
And I didn't mean to come off harsh there either.
Right? No.
Everybody,
did we get a second?
An adjournment?
Who seconded that?
I did.
Okay. So we're adjourned. Motion.
All right, give me a second.